Hey, everybody, Kate here. You know, I had Dr. Zelenko on the show a couple of times. He's the one that gave ivermectin to President Trump. Make sure that you go to his website, and it's right at the bottom of my homepage. So please find the Zelenko Z-Stack. He's got two products now. One is the product we're always talking about with four major ingredients that you need right now to build your immune system. The other one is a detox that's brand new, and I would take advantage of getting that as well. We all need to detox. Dr. Zelenko's website is fantastic. They'll kick the products out quick. Take advantage of this right now while supply chains are still in motion, and get as much of that as you possibly can. He's a fantastic doctor that just calls it like it is. That's what I love about him. So go to that on the bottom of my homepage. Look for the wonderful sponsors and find Dr. Zelenko Z-Stack. Thanks, guys. You've heard me talking about copper. FIQ, the FIQ products are incredible. You heard me talk to Dr. Morley Robbins. You heard me talk to Dr. Alfonso Manzo. Look, copper is the ingredient we're missing, and it is the master mineral. It tells the other minerals what to do. Go to the bottom of katedallyradio.com. Look for the FIQ ad. When you see the FIQ picture, click on that. You have to click on that in order for the show to get credit for that, and I so appreciate you doing that. At the bottom of katedallyradio.com, where the sponsors are, order the Recuperate, the copper product called Recuperate, and also I take magnesium. I take both every single day. You'll love me for this. Thanks, you guys.
Carl Lamar. The show today is canceled due to human-caused global warming. Or is it cooling now? Or is it both, warming and cooling? Whatever the government says, I believe them. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
It lays the predicate and the foundation for the development of a weather satellite that will permit man to determine the world's cloud layer and ultimately to control the weather, and he who controls the weather will control the world.
Natural weather is now no more. Any and all so-called climate science experts, so-called meteorologists, so-called elected public officials, or matrix media minions that deny the ongoing, shockingly obvious climate engineering atrocities are either criminally ignorant or lying. Take your pick. This is Dane Wigington with geoengineeringwatch.org.
Hi there, welcome. Hey, Daly Show. I've had Dane on the show, actually. It's funny because our politics are so different, but man, do we agree on climate engineering. I'll tell you that much. And he does some great stuff. Dane Wigington is an outspoken voice in the machinations that have formed around climate and weather control. And if you look around, you start to really see it. And maybe people don't want to see it. Maybe they always think weather is a product of just weather. But no, we've been able to manipulate the weather for a very, very long time by the government, admittingly. The head of the CIA came out and admitted it. So it's no conspiracy theory. They like to admit the kind of control they have over other countries and over our country. So, all right. So big thank you to Carrie Madej. Thanks for coming on and talking about being a sovereign citizen. So amazing. And so many things that we don't realize and don't know, even though they're out in plain sight. Our birth certificate, our social security number. You can actually see how you're being traded at Fidelity, fidelity.com as well. There's so many things to know. So I'll try to kick out that information on show notes for you so you can look up where you're being traded, how your birth certificate is a certificate that made you chattel. So that's nice. So Farmer Kirk's on with me right now, and we're going to get an earful about what's going on in farming and ranching with boots on the ground. Kurt is just awesome in this, so I appreciate him and his willingness to come on and talk about what's actually happening in farming because he is one, and he's a rancher. Welcome to the show, Kirk. How are you?
Good. How
good.
You doing, Kate?
I'm good. Okay, give us the lowdown, even if it's unpleasant.
Hey, I love that lead-in. You know, if people actually watch the weather, like farmers and ranchers, and then just did a little bit of study,
yes,
there'd be no denying.
Yes. It's. You know, and what you have to say might be not the most pleasant information, but we have to be able to hear this stuff. We have to know what's going on. There's a lot going on with cattle.
I would love to be able to tell you some good news.
I know.
You're such a downer all the time.
I am.
And everything that's going on, it's like, oh, my word.
Nelly negative. Go ahead.
I got a couple of reports from local auctions that these big feedlots, there's like four or five of them, are actually coming to these smaller auctions and buying all of the cull cows, mm-hmm. the older cows that can't have calves anymore.
Okay.
And they're paying top dollar for them. I mean, a cow that's maybe worth $200, they're selling for $1,000. And they're shipping them to Texas, and they're down to the packing plants down there, and they're exporting them.
Mm.
And it doesn't surprise me, because if you think about what was going on a year ago, it was those guys back in the Midwest, those cattlemen back in the Midwest,
mm-hmm.
all their grass was drying up.
Hmm.
So they were selling their mother cows.
Oh, no.
And so if those big buyers are coming to our smaller markets
mm-hmm.
to buy cull cows because they've got these contracts they have to export to fill these contracts, they're in trouble.
Wow.
You know? And it's like the slow burn, but we got to remember why this is happening.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. So livestock auctions. So,
yes,
you had some information about this. What is going on?
Well, just as far as the auctions,
mm-hmm.
well, they're basically buying these old cows that people are getting rid of, and shipping them down and exporting them as decent meat. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, some of these cows wouldn't even make good hamburger cows.
Ooh, ouch!
You know. So anyway, they're doing what they got to do. But if they're hauling an old dried up cow clear to Texas, mm-hmm. that'll tell you that there's no beef coming through the Midwest that they're restocking, you know.
Right.
And so I got a couple of these reports, and then I started calling some of my friends and my family that are big cattle guys, and I'm like, "What are you seeing? What are you
right.
guys seeing this?" And they're like, "Well, yeah, we're seeing that, and we didn't have to sell as many of our mother cows. Basically, we just sold some cull cows last year that maybe only had one calf left in them or two calves
mm-hmm.
because the price of feed was so high. And so they reduced their numbers, but not like they did in the Midwest.
Wow. Okay?
But they said what's really killing them now is the death loss that they're having with this year's calf crop.
And what's causing the deaths?
What's that?
What's causing the deaths or the death drop?
Well, they're blaming it on weather and the cold. But most of these guys, a lot of the good cattle guys, have sent some of their calves that are dying. Usually a calf, if I got just a minute, I'll explain. Usually
sure.
a calf, if it gets up and sucks the colostrum and gets some milk and it gets a colostrum in it, it will get all of the antibacterial and all the high mm-hmm. fat and everything so that it will make it. If you get a calf that makes it through the first 48 hours, usually they'll make it.
Okay.
They will live. But what these guys are seeing is calves that get up and get sucking and get that colostrum are dying like 5 days later. And sometimes you can get a disease in there. It's called scours.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically like diarrhea. And
mm-hmm.
it can either be bacterial or it can be nutrient deficiency.
Oh.
From coming from the cow's milk.
Right.
You know.
Right.
But it's something that you can see. Usually, when guys go out and check their calves, if a calf's ears are sticking up, it means he's healthy, he's doing good. He might be cold and
mm-hmm.
still fighting to survive, but he's doing okay. But if their ears drop,
something's wrong.
And that's when you have to go, you know, do something for them. And this year, it's been so cold that these guys are taking all their calves and putting them in these calf warmers, and they're getting them through the first 48 hours, but then the calves are dying like 5 days later.
Wow. Wow.
And a normal loss would say be 3-4%
mm-hmm.
of a calving crop and maybe 5-6% of a death loss by the time you sell them.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys that I've talked to, and I've talked to almost 10 of them in the last couple of days, are saying they're already at 20% calf loss.
Jeez, that's high, right? That's really high.
Yeah, that's really high. And so what that's saying is that we're still not going to have a lot of beef coming into the system from the Intermountain West here. This is all through southern Idaho and Utah.
Wow.
You know, I don't know what the guys back in the Midwest are doing as far as their calf losses, but that's right here. And
yeah. So the foreign beef, the FDA changed their law, and foreign beef, even though it's raised somewhere else, can be labeled USA if they cut it and package it here.
Correct. And what we have to realize is the big packing plants are all foreign owned.
Jeez.
So why, and like anything else, when there's a vacuum, if we aren't exporting, we're going to be importing from these same companies. You know, they're going to export wherever they need to export and bring them in, you know.
Wow.
But,
wow.
So, yeah, it's kind of spooky. But the bottom line is there are going to be beef shortages. I can't say that any plainer than that. There are going to be shortages.
More than we've seen. And price hikes.
More than we've seen.
Larger than we've seen. Because I've noticed, you know, my husband and I went to dinner, this was not too long ago, and he ordered a steak, and it was the worst steak he's ever eaten in his life. It was the worst quality. It was horrific. And the place we went is kind of known for their steaks, and it was kind of amazing to see the quality, but we're noticing the quality in restaurants go down. We're noticing the quality of foods not there. You're noticing this too. You've got to be.
Oh, yeah. And it's because we're bringing in a lot more foreign stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. With a lot of hormones and a lot of stuff that's in it, right?
So that's kind of what I'm seeing. But one of the things that surprised me, I actually talked to a vet today and I asked him, I said, what are you seeing on these calves that they're taking in and doing the pathology reports? And he's like, these are good cattlemen and they're wondering, I mean, they feed mineral blocks, so the cows have the minerals in the milk, and they're doing everything right and still losing these calves. And they said the only thing that we can see is a something, they're not getting a mineral in there that's helping them make it through, you know?
Yeah,
and I was wondering, the nutrients... oh, geez, I just had a brain freeze.
No, but I'm wondering what mineral. I mean, are we looking at the same minerals we've been talking about?
What is it? Not silicon.
Does it start with an L?
It starts with an S.
Oh.
No. But my thought was, I wonder if that's the same mineral that these chicken people, when their eggs stopped laying, you know,
right.
Because I think, honestly, if these guys are feeding mineral blocks, that mineral, and I looked it up, I don't know why I forgot it, but is very expensive.
Right.
So with the price of grain and everything so high, I wonder if these outfits that are making these mineral blocks are cutting back on the expensive things.
I see.
And now we're seeing it in these calves that are, because of the weather and the cold where we're at, I mean, we've had unprecedented.
They don't have the fortitude to get through. They don't have the nutrients to get through that.
Ooh. Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. And so I'm wondering if that might be one of the things that these feed outfits, these big commercial feed outfits, are cutting back because of their high costs of their other inputs, you know.
Which would make sense.
I don't know, you know.
Something has to be happening for the percentage to go so much higher. That, I mean, the death rate in the calves to be so much higher. There has to be something, some catalyst. That'd be the only, there's only so many things you're working with, right? So that would have to be.
Well, and everybody, but it takes a while to figure this thing out.
Right.
You know, it's not like you can just do it overnight. And and then when you're dealing with different weather, you're dealing with all these different inputs. It's hard to figure. It's like being in the middle of a war and figuring out which way to shoot if bullets are coming at you from 360 degrees.
I'll be right back. You know? We'll be right back with Farmer Kirk. Just don't go anywhere and stay with us. Kate Daly Show at your service. KateDalyRadio.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and due to your incredible support, the original My Slippers are almost completely sold out. As a special thank you, I am launching my brand new all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98. This is a limited-time offer, so go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code, and you'll get all my new footwear for as low as $29.98. My all-season slippers are made with my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slipper. They're finished with a breathable fabric so you can wear them all year round. And my new slides and sandals are made with patented impact gel, making them ultra comfortable and extremely durable. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable footwear you'll ever own. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own all-season slippers, slides, and sandals for as low as $29.98 with your promo code. This is an introductory offer and it won't last long, so order now.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I love Balance of Nature. It has helped me so much. It is unreal. I had a doctor's appointment. He goes, what have you been doing? And I said, oh, I've been doing Balance of Nature. And he goes, really? I need to tell my other patients that they need to use that. Where do you get it? And I said, I get Balance of Nature online. I just wanted to let you guys know that it is working for me and that my doctor is wanting to use it for other patients as well.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. We're living on the edge.
Show. Big thank you to Farmer Kirk. Always like to hear from boots on the ground when I'm talking about ranching and farming. And so grateful for his calls in. He was talking about selenium, and wanted you to know that selenium was the ingredient where they were missing the dead calves. The much higher rate of dead calves lately has been due to the lack and deficiency of selenium. And so he was wondering whether or not people are seeing this from all over the country. So call in if you are seeing that, if you're seeing a high death rate in the calves, not being able to make it 5 days, not being able to make it through, whereas they used to be able to make it. The rate was, what did he say, around 5% or 4%, something like that, 6%. And then now it's at 20% death rate. And this is our meat supply. And yes, the FDA did change a law where they said, yeah, if we can have foreign meat come in full, chock full of all kinds of crap that we would never even say that you could do in this country. But as long as it's packaged here, as long as it's dealt with here at the end, it can say it's from the USA. And you'd never know. That's hard. It was interesting because 2 years ago, farmanddairy.com put out some things about the minerals for calves and talking about more mineral imbalances and issues that they were having, and the issues were harder to detect. And they said it's very, very complex. They need a balanced mineral program. And the soil type, the pH, the fertility of all influence mineral availability. They were talking about magnesium and selenium being two important things, especially for young calves to be able to make it, that pasture soils were deficient in. Magnesium being a little more complicated, they said, and also copper, how important copper is, but oftentimes not included. Taken out of the mineral blocks. There's lots of things going on there. And so farmanddairy.com was commenting on all of this, that Kurt's talking about the fallout now. Wow. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, some people I deal with, a few years ago, they lost 7 cows, and it was a selenium deficiency.
Yeah, yeah. So are they taking it out?
So it's not uncommon. I hope they fixed it. But I'll tell you, this foreign beef coming in, mm-hmm. you can guarantee it's doctored worse than ours.
Oh, yeah.
The cows get the BST shots or whatever they are. Right. You know, that's vaccine-type butchery.
Right.
It's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse. Have a good day.
Oh, thanks. I know. And it's not good news. And I'm really not trying to be negative, Nilly, but I feel like that every day. It's not good news for our meat supply. The prices are only going to go up. And the supply is going to get worse. And this is why we've been saying go to down on the bottom of my website, katedalyradio.com. Here's what you do. You order Balance of Nature in bulk. You order the FIQ products in bulk. I like the Zelenko products for supplementation too. And like they have a really good flu one and a detox one. I love my Patriot Supply, and you can go to preparewithkate.com and find my Patriot Supply. And they have so many deals right now, right? Because a lot of people, they started going, well, I go to the grocery store, everything seems to be okay. I'll tell you something. I went to a local Walmart, and I was so embarrassed for this store. The store was horrendous. The produce looked horrendous. Stuff was browning. I felt like I was in a different country. I felt like, you know, I have some of the countries that I have visited where you're shocked at the produce that they have. Now, Walmart isn't known for their produce section. I know that. There are other stores you can go to. But it was interesting to see the lack of things still. And people still think, oh, there's plenty of food. Is there? I remember seeing mounds and mounds and mounds of iceberg lettuce ready to go, right? Packaged up, looked fresh, ready to go. And I saw 5 of them, that was it, and they were brown. And I thought, is this seriously all you have? But it was like that throughout the store, and I thought, this is really bad. But people are still going, well, I can go to the store and get groceries, so there's no shortages. No, things have changed. And the meat, the quality of the meat has changed. Restaurants have changed. They're charging double the price, and you're not getting the good quality steak that you ordered. I promise you that. There is a lot of changes, and I don't know if you guys have noticed. I want to chime in on it, but there's a lot of changes. In fact, I hardly go to restaurants anymore because I leave so unsatisfied and so grossed out by the meal that I don't want to go back. Mostly chains. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey. About 5 years ago at my place in Cedar City, Utah, mm-hmm. I had really lush prickly pear cactus with mm-hmm. the beautiful pink flowers.
Right.
And I was really heavily chemtrailed, like over 200 in one day.
Wow.
And now they're all dead.
Yeah. Interesting. Thanks for the call. You know, there's a lot of things I'm noticing, but this article from Farm and Dairy was in Ohio was telling the farmers and ranchers, look, do not run the cheap mineral mixes, because in the long run, you're going to have animals that die from being compromised from a lack of mineral bioavailability to the cow. And the same thing goes for us. This is the same story we should be telling each other. You void us of copper, you void us of selenium, you void us of all of these things through our food supply. Comes directly to us. We go for cheaper foods, we do cheaper things. We're not getting the stuff in the soil we used to get. The quality of a potato back in 1901. The nutrition was actually in the potato. It was actually there. We don't have that anymore. And so they were telling the farmers and ranchers, and this was just like a year and a half ago, they were saying, look, we have big problems. We're going to start seeing big issues. And if you try to go cheap on the minerals, cheap red trace mineral blocks, and in them is iron oxide, which is the scientific name for rust, which livestock have no requirement for. And they said, shy away from this. Is this not the exact message that Morley Robbins was just on saying for us human beings? The predominant mineral they were giving them is iron oxide in these cheaper mineral blocks. And they were saying, don't do that. It is the scientific name for rust. Some big lessons here for us humans too. But yeah, there's so many things I think that have come down as warnings. And then we've got the land buys, the co-opting of land by Gates and all of those people that seek to control our farming. It's scary. It's scary because like Farmer Kirk says, the fallout is always a couple of years. It's never right away. And so we're just so used to taking in information and then just popping it in the back of our minds thinking, oh, we won't have to deal with that for a little while. But then when the fallout happens, the fallout affects all of us. Look what's going on right now in our food supply. Look how expensive everything has gotten. It's terrible. So there's a lot of messages, and I'll tell you, selenium is a big deal. And if they are removing that because of cost or something is going on to make that very unbalanced, because when they looked into the dead calves, they found a deficiency in selenium. So that tells us what we need to know, right? Probably some other deficiencies too, I'm going to guess, but selenium being the main one for calves, to grow up and prosper. So it's pretty bad, you guys. The mineral program, this article, if you want to look this up, this was April 1st, almost 2 years ago, 2021. A mineral program is key to grazing, key to these cows. And there is so much out there in information. It's scary. It's scary what's happening right now. And it's happening quietly. Everything's happening quietly. So amidst all the chaos and all of the game playing and the theater that's going on and the big circus, I read from Miles Mathis's piece on the circus yesterday. I forgot to give him credit. But the circus is a real, real thing. And we have to quietly be walking away from all of this too. Getting your kids out of school, not playing into the currency, not just having a debit card. Make sure you have cash. Make sure that you're setting up a community of people that you could barter with if things hit the fan. Make sure that you are kind of removing yourself from the system a little bit and figuring out different ways to communicate, different things you can do. That's what we quietly need to be doing as they're quietly implementing all of these things across the United States. It's like what I talked about with Carrie Madej. The uniform code updates were all about in 20 states just recently passed, which is all about, so people think, oh, it's a uniform code update. What is UCC update? What? So what? Well, the problem is that in that update of those 20 states, it was the train tracks for digital currency. It was laying down the, and especially in my state, the ability to form a group to run that. And we didn't say no to it. There are states saying no. There are cases being won. There are good things happening, I promise. The coach that said a prayer and told that he was not allowed to do that, he won $2 million. The coach that was fired for praying. So there are good things happening, I promise. I think Missouri just passed a law to protect farmers and ranchers. That's good. These things are good. My state, they passed a law to harm the ranchers and take their water on whatever whim they want to impose on us. So there's good and bad. There's certain things going through that are good. There's some bad stuff too. But I think for us, it's so important to kind of see what's going on with our food supply right now, since it affects everybody. Politics or not, everybody has to eat. Are we gardening? Are we setting ourselves up with a greenhouse? Are we, that's my next project. And I'm so bad at that kind of stuff. I'm terrible at it. So I must learn how to do it. Are we getting land patents on our land? I'll put up the information for Ron Gibson, I'll get him back on the show because it's so important. But Ron Gibson's email is D as in David, R-I-T-E, C-R-G, at hotmail.com. D-R-I-T-E, C-R-G, at hotmail.com. And message him, get his book. Get Ron's book, Ron Gibson. He does all of it on land patent. He can show you what to file and how to do it. That way you own everything under your property and they can never take it. Even if you weren't to pay your taxes, they could not take your land from you. You own it down to the core of the earth. Right now you don't. Right now the mortgage paperwork does not include your land patent. So you have to file for it. DRITECRG at hotmail.com. You can email Ron and ask him about his book. But this is the kind of information we have to get out. These are the kind of things we quietly do right now while they're implementing their quiet plans and utilizing every elected official in the United States to do it. They're all on the take. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show. American woman, mama, let me be. Don't come hanging around my door. I don't want to see your face no more. I got more important things to do. I spend my time growing old with you. Now, woman, I said stay away. American woman.
Interesting song. I have a lot to say about the new hashtag for women. So welcome back to the show, and make sure that you're getting some of our great sponsors, FIQ, Copper, and Magnesium. They also have the whole C. A lot of people take the other C. No, you got to take the whole C. The whole C is awesome, by the way. I started taking that too. Look, our bodies, just like our cattle, are nutrient deficient. We got some problems. And one of the messages Kirk sent me was from a farmer saying, look, you got a $200 cow and they're selling these old weathered cows for like $1,600. And they're going down to Texas to be, you know, packaged. And we're seeing record low livestock numbers right now. Record low. If I were you, I'd order some food storage. Go down to the bottom of my website, katedalyradio.com. Get some great deals on 10 cans of dehydrated beef right now while you can. So the cows that are being raised in foreign countries, tons of growth hormones and antibiotics. Not like we don't do that here too, but the regulation, there's no regulations in other countries. And the FDA said, as long as it's packaged here, as long as it's packaged here, then they can call it USA grown. So they don't have to disclose where it's from. And this farmer said that they're convinced that they're going to see empty coolers around the 4th of July. That you're, in order to eat meat, you're going to have to be pretty wealthy in order to eat it. To get a steak, to get even hamburger, this is going to be a problem. So buckle up. Because it'll end up being such a luxury item. And I do believe that, too. I believe that this has been coming for quite a while. I mean, my gosh, they want us to eat bugs. That's why there's so many campaigns right now to eat this stuff that's so grotesque that our systems can't even tolerate. There's ingredients in bugs that are very, very bad for us. And we shouldn't be eating them. But they're gonna talk about the highlights. And they're going to shame people to get away from meat. The problem is that you're going to have a hard time finding it. So I don't know about the July barbecue that you were planning on having, but might be slim pickings. Because they're going to the auctions and they're seeing these low, low numbers. And they're seeing really bad cows sell for super amounts of money. And they're losing the calves. Selenium seems to be one of the bigger issues that's not being given to the cows. And we have issues of chicken feed not delivering what it needs to the chicken. So let me switch over to women for just a second. Matt Walsh was reporting that there's a new TikTok trend among young women. And they call themselves hashtag trad wife, traditional wife. So what is a trad wife? Okay. What is a trad wife? Well, she's a woman who stays home to take care of the house and take care of the cooking and the cleaning. See, I just call this being a wife, but okay. She handles, it's trad wife amongst our youth. She handles the lion's share of her domestic labor while relying on her husband to be the provider and the breadwinner. And in other words, she's just a normal woman doing what many millions of normal women have been doing before her, raising a family. The only issue with this trend, as it's being called, is to give it a cutesy nickname and a hashtag. Oh, trad wife. It's kind of like being crunchy. Being crunchy means that you don't go along with pharma and you're a mom that's trying to protect your kid from chemicals, right? And trying to protect them from pharma and the doctors who go vaccine crazy. You know, that's called crunchy. This is called trad mom. So for most of history, the term stay at home mom didn't exist because it wasn't like it was pointed out. It was just women. These were the duties. You had the babies. What's wrong with that? Everything's right with that, actually. Most families featured a man who could go out in the fields to farm or to forest or hunt, and then later to the office to earn a paycheck. And a woman who stayed home to care for their children is a very standard arrangement. Somebody had to be there. Most likely it was the woman. Can you imagine how foreign this is to our young women? Gosh, it's normal. The women on TikTok aren't inventing a new trend. They're partaking it in a way of life that is ancient and enduring and battle-tested. But that's not how the left sees it. The new trend for submissive women has this dark, hardened history, and they are romanticizing an era where sexism and racism ruled. This is what the leftists are saying. That's a dark history. You know, when the moms stayed home to actually raise their children and actually respect the husband that went out to pay for said family. That was the dark, dark, hardened history, says the leftist women. Romanticizing an era where sexism and racism ruled. Have you guys noticed that in every single movie and TV series? Men were mean to women. Mean. That did not happen in history. They weren't mean to women. Give me a break. It was an understanding, an unspoken understanding. You wanted to set out to have a family. Somebody needed to raise the children. In a recent CNN article, they called trad wives, you know, hashtag trad wife, otherwise known as housewives or stay-at-home moms, a fringe subculture. Some have gone as far as to say that trad wives are agents of a far-right political agenda. You mean the raising of kids is an agenda now? Well, to the leftist loonies, it is. To these women who are unhappy, it is. So you can see how this stigmatization is perhaps the leftist's most common and useful tool, because they claim, this is Matt Walsh talking, they claim that they want people to be free to live under rules without judgment, but they're there to offer a whole bunch of judgment if you don't go along with feminism. Because being a mom and a wife is considered, you hate feminism. I don't know why that is, but that's what they say. And the standard is simple. We should celebrate any and all lifestyles that should that would not be traditionally considered normal. It's the only rule. So live how you want, right? That's what they sell, but that's not what they do. And you can't be part of a fringe subculture that describes a housewife. Can't wear an apron, or you're an enemy to women. So they're there with judgment, but they sell you that they're not there with judgment. Isn't that interesting? They shame normalcy as perverse. They're shaming raising children and washing dishes or making a meal for your family as perverse. It's perversion. And they are accusing these young moms of being political activists for the far right. I don't even think that enters into their brain when they're at home just being a mom like they should be. They're not turning their whole existence into a political statement. They're focused on deeper meaning, like raising and teaching your children. These are good things. This is what should happen. Oh my gosh. And so in the leftist loony bag, these leftist vagina hat wearing, combat boot wearing women that fight to murder babies, they hate this idea. How dare you go be part of a fringe subculture? How dare you? And join our way of life because we're so happy. Have you ever met a happy feminist? I haven't. I've never met one. And I'm not brushing a broad stroke there. I've actually never met a happy feminist. They were all pretty angry. So the misery confirms and supports that the same value system, people are deeply dissatisfied with the life that leftism gave them. So they're turning back into something new, even though this is the oldest thing in society, is a mother raising her kids. Isn't that funny? They're trying to coin, we're trying to coin it as something new. No, we're just getting back to basics because after several decades of ruining families, now we're going, well, wait a second. We need to get back to basics again. We need to raise our kids. We need to make sure they're not getting all the junk, right, from pharma. We need to make sure that they're not getting all the messaging from the political school system, right? Politicized school system. So they're calling it trad wife. So weird. It's so weird that this is like a new thing. I'm glad, though. I'm really glad to see young moms finally figure out that the box of rocks that leftism is serving women isn't happy. There's nothing about it. There's no meaning to it. There's no traditional meaning. There's nothing about it that gives you anything in this life. Pursuing a career, then at the end of your life, then what? What do you get? A career. What did you win, Bob? A career. I'm so glad I was able to be a mom. I'm so glad that I've been able to raise kids. And the problem with leftism is it's hollow at its core, and women are starting to really actually find that out. Over the last 50 years, we're not better from leftism. We're not better from the movement of feminism. Plus, the whole movement is actually kind of fake because it never actually did what they sold it to do. So Matt Walsh says, it doesn't have to be an answer to the question of why we're here on this earth and what we're supposed to be doing with our time. Leftism, the ambiguity is presented to us as freedom, but it's the freedom of being lost in the woods. The freedom of having no idea where to go or why is leftism. That's not freedom. That's abandonment. It's exactly what happened in multiple generations of Americans. Don't go that way. That's the way that all your ancestors went. That's the way that people went for thousands of years. Don't go that way. Come this way instead. We'll call it progress. How have we progressed over the last 50 years, 60 years? It doesn't look so good for us, does it? And all these people listened when they said, don't do what your ancestors did. Do something new, because new equals good. New doesn't always equal good. And they were brought down a path that promises happiness and fulfillment just around the corner. And then they were just left there abandoned. Abandonment isn't free. It's not freedom. Lost and stuck, no sense of purpose, no sense of it's really the epidemic of despair. After what we now call depression in our society, it's a good thing that more people are returning to traditional lives, making the radical decision to focus on their families and their marriages and decide to live with a sense of direction and meaning, and call out these doctors that are making them, these healthy kids get all these shots and then their health goes to hell. I love the mom movement that says we're not going to just go to the doctor because we were told to for a well visit when our kid's well. It makes no sense. I love the young mothers that are saying no to all of this insanity. And they're actually saying, I need to be with my babies. I need to stay home because somebody else raising them while I go to work to try to find fulfillment obviously isn't making me very happy. It's making me very tired because we can't have it all. We can't do it all. You can't raise a family and have some big wig career. It just doesn't work. And somebody's going to take the loss, and usually it's the kids. And so getting back to all the things that are important in society, this is what we need to be doing. And it's not a little kitschy thing on TikTok. It's just finally recognizing what these feminists have done to women. The feminists are happy that men are hijacking women, that men are calling themselves women. It was amazing. Matt Walsh put up an article about his wife having twins. And what a hard thing that was to go through, because there were complications with the second one in the beginning. And she's not getting awards. She's not getting all of the awards from society. But Dylan Mulvaney is. And Dylan Mulvaney is a guy that dresses up as a woman that tells everybody he's a woman. And so people are only applauding him because he thinks he's a woman now. He didn't do anything. He didn't bring twins into this earth. He didn't do anything to deserve it. But he's getting applauded for just existing as a guy calling himself a woman. What's so special about that? I actually think it's kind of sad, but the feminists are happy to see men hijack women and say, this is what the new woman is. It's actually a man. They're not the least bit upset about that. Think about that. So support these young moms that are asking better questions than we did, that are doing things differently and going back to our roots, going back to how our ancestors did things. Applaud it, help it, support it. They need our support. They need our support because these leftist loony bag women are trying to get them to say, don't do anything like that. Go find your life and a career. Kids are not important. And they are so important. It gives your life meaning. Can you imagine your life without your family, without your children, without your grandkids? What else do you have? My gosh. So we need to support these young moms, support them when they don't give in to the medical cabal that tells them that the only way their child can be well is to get a bunch of shots either. Because we've learned, haven't we, over the last 60 years, that we're not better off from all those shots. Our health is actually worse in every single direction, in every single childhood illness, worse since we started giving our kids all those shots. So we need to applaud these young moms. No, it's not some kitschy fringe thing. It's tradition for a reason because it works. Women being home, taking care of a family, taking care of a husband, taking care of kids, it works. It's love. It's called love. Be faithful, be fearless. See you back here tomorrow on the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com.